First parak of Edius, first Mishnah. Shamay Oimer Kol Anoshim Dain Shaitan. The aloch is like this: a woman who checks herself and she finds that she has dam nida. Do we have to be concerned that it came out beforehand? So nafkemina legabi tyrus. If a person ate or touched truma or kochin beforehand, do we have to be choshish that she was already tameya beforehand? So the Sham says no. If she finds it now, we assume it came out now. We don't have to be choshish it came out beforehand. The Seilam and Mipkida Lukida filo yomim haba. They still say that she has to be choshish retroactively from the last time she checked. So she checked last time 2 days ago. All the truma and tyrus that she touched within that period of time are all tameya misafik. The Chum say, not like this one, not like the other one. He says, means a 24-hour period. He says, the maximum time we will be choshish retroactively is 24 hours. And that, even if she didn't check herself for 2 days, but the 24-hour period limits the period of time between this check and the previous check. The other way around, if within 24 hours she checked herself, also she doesn't have any choshish retroactively earlier than the previous bedika. So the longest she'd have to check is 24 hours, and it could be limited by a bedika that was done in between. If a woman has a set clock for her period, she sees every 28 days, 29 days, whatever it is, she was machzik herself 3 times, seeing at a specific interval or specific date, other types of vestas, but whatever it is, once she has that, then when the vestet comes and she sees blood, she doesn't have to be concerned it happened beforehand, because we assume it came at its prescribed time. If a woman, at the time they had tyrus, there was halacha that they have to check themselves before they had marital relations. So she checked herself before she had marital relations, that's also considered checking, and therefore she finds blood afterwards, she will not have to be concerned it came out before that checking. And the male is Mehmet, is Ayyad Mezleis. It will limit the amount of time we are choshish retroactively, and she won't have to be choshish the entire 24 hours, only up to the time of that bedika. And also, if she had a bedika, let's say she was boiling herself at 6 in the afternoon, and then before the Tashmish at 10 at night, she was boiling again, and then at 11 o'clock she saw dam, she'd only have to be choshish retroactively till 10. We rely that bedika was a good bedika, she had to be choshish back to 6 and surely not for 24 hours.